Welcome to a special edition of the BCC Pod. As we continue our journey through the season of Lent, we take this time to pause, reflect, wrestle, and seek the grace of God in our lives. Each week, we're exploring one of the seven deadly sins, not just to name them, but to examine how they take root in us, how they shape our hearts, and how we might turn towards the healing grace of Christ. This week, we reflect on greed, the hunger that is never satisfied, and the desire that takes and never gives. Greed is a whisper. Greed says, more will make you whole. More money, more status, more possessions. It tells us that if we had just a little bit more, we would finally feel secure, finally feel happy, finally feel enough. And yet, no matter how much we gather, the hunger remains. King Solomon, a man who had everything, wealth, wisdom, and power, saw this truth firsthand. He writes in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 10, "Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless." See, greed is not just about wealth. Greed really is a condition of the heart. It's a grasping for control, a thirst for excess, and it slowly drains the soul. Greed is the constant chase for more, yet never reaching the place where we can truly rest. Take a moment as you listen now to think about where greed has taken hold in your own life. What are the things you cling to, believing they will bring you peace? In what ways has more failed to satisfy you in the past? Greed is a trap. It creates cycles of consumption, convincing us that we will never have enough. It turns generosity into scarcity. When we believe that there isn't enough to go around, we start hoarding instead of sharing. And it turns compassion into competition, when we see others' success as a threat rather than something to celebrate. One of the most poignant examples of this in Scripture is found in Mark 10, 17 to 27. You might know it as the story of the rich young ruler. As the story goes, a young man who's wealthy and powerful comes to Jesus and asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus tells him, "Sell what you own, give to the poor, and follow me." The young man ends up walking away sorrowful, his hands full but his heart empty. He had everything the world told him that he needed, and yet he couldn't let go. What about us? What about you? What are the things that you cling so tightly to that keep you from following Jesus fully? What are the things that you fear losing so much that it has control over you? Paul offers us another way, and in Scripture in Philippians 4, 12 to 13, he writes, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Oftentimes, the antidote to greed and the pathway to finding where greed might be taking root in our lives is to look at contentment. Now, contentment is not fake positivity. It's not ignoring our needs or pretending that life is always easy or suppressing our desires. But contentment is about anchoring ourselves in Christ rather than being tossed around by waves of greed. It's choosing to trust God's provision rather than being driven by a posture of lack. So let's take a moment. Where has greed seeped into your life, your work, your relationships, your desires? What might it look like to shift your posture from scarcity to abundance? And where can you practice trusting God more deeply rather than grasping for control? As we close together today, let's pray. Lord, loosen our grip on the things that do not last. Turn our hearts away from selfish gain. Make us people of generosity, clothed in the abundant life you provide. Teach us to trust in you and to live in contentment. Amen. As you go about this week, I want you to consider one way that you can practice generosity and contentment in your life. Maybe it's giving freely, not just financially, but of your time, your attention, your love. Maybe it's letting go of something you've been holding on to too tightly. Or maybe it's simply pausing to recognize the abundance already in your life. Because contentment isn't found in having more. It's found in trusting Christ. And as we continue in this Lenten season, may you remember that God is near to the humble, that he lifts up the lowly, and that in his kingdom, the last shall be first. Until next time, grace and peace.